The Russian Deputy Foreign Minister has expressed concern over Japan's plans to deploy a U.S. anti-missile system to counter North Korea's missile threat. Sergei Ryabkov also slammed imposing sanctions on Pyongyang, warning that it would yield no result without dialogue. Moscow has also called on both Washington and Pyongyang to exercise restraint on several occasions in the past, warning against any military solution to the crisis. Tensions have been high between the U.S. and North Korea over Pyongyang's missile tests, with both countries threatening to strike one another. We're going to talk about the deployment of the U.S. anti-missile system and the works in Japan. Let's bring in Inar Tangen, who's a political analyst who joins us from Beijing. You know, we can talk about this deployment that's in the works for Japan, if it hasn't been deployed already. We can talk about all the other actions that have been taken mainly by the U.S. You would think to try to smooth down the situation, but they all seem to be provocative in nature, especially the huge military exercise. Is the U.S. making concerted efforts, do you think, to smooth the situation down, or not realizing that the consequences could be very severe? Or are there other things going on behind the scenes that is not being reported?
Well, quite frankly, it's the usual peace through strength idea that somehow by increasing the amount of military expenditure, that this will, in fact, calm the situation. The Aegis defense missile system is not one missile. It's a series of different missiles that have different purposes. Some are actually aimed at anti-satellite. North Korea does not have those, to my knowledge. And the rest of them are for medium and short-range anti-ballistic missiles. They're not for the long-range ones, something that would threaten the U.S. directly, but could be argued to be necessary for Japan. Japan has had these already on the ship-based system. The new addition here is that they would be going to a land-based system.
Looking at the reaction from South Korea on the whole situation, some mixed signals coming from the South Korean president. He has said that they can veto the war if the U.S. wanted to go ahead with it. But at the same time, it has gone ahead with the military exercises. Do you think that South Korea is being dictated by the U.S.?
No, I don't think so. I think Moon is treading very carefully, trying to signal to the North Korea that they are open to talks, which have been so far rejected, while at the same time saying that we are prepared for war. This is a political necessity for this new administration that they... Given that they are a dovish group who represents the idea of trying to negotiate, they feel that they must pacify those on the right-hand side and say that, you know, what are you doing for defense? So at this point, I don't know that it's a dictation per se, but the circumstances by continuing to antagonize North Korea with these types of maneuvers, joint military exercises, you are in essence pushing the situation forward and, yes, creating this fertile environment for a possible engagement.
Thank you for that, Inar Tangen, political analyst from Beijing.